All right, if you have your Bibles, turn with me into Matthew's Gospel. Let's go to chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. And we'll look at verse 6, one verse of Scripture here. Matthew 5 and 6. Thank you, Lord. While you're turning there, I'd like to say this. There are three main elements in Christianity.
Yeah.
I was thinking of that this morning. I wrote that. Three main elements that'll get you ready and keep you ready till Jesus comes and takes us home.
Yeah.
Three elements. And I believe he's coming soon, Brother Jason.
Yes, he is.
The signs are all around us, and the Lord, ready or not, he's coming very, very soon. His coming is even at the door. It's right at the threshold. Somebody wants to be ready when the Lord comes. Hallelujah to God. Those three elements. Listen, prayer, the Word of God, which is your Bible, and your church assembly. Three elements that will get you ready. They will keep you ready. When the Lord comes, you can go back with him. Is your prayer life, your dedication to the Word of God and the Bible,
yeah,
and your church attendance to be among the assembly of the saints. It's plain to see that we need God in this hour more than any other time.
Yes,
ever. We need the fellowship of our brothers and our sisters in Christ.
Amen.
We need his Spirit. We need his presence in our very life.
Oh, yeah.
And you say, Lord, draw me closer to you, God, I pray.
Right.
Don't let our hearts get cold in this hour. Don't let us develop an attitude, you know, I'll go, I'll pray when I feel like it. No, God, stir my heart.
Stir me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Listen, Matthew 5 and 6. Lord, helps me for a few minutes here. Where are the seekers? Where are the seekers? It's time to seek the Lord. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Listen, one more time. Blessed means happy and prosperous are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Can you say, Lord, make me hungry, make me thirsty in my soul. Lord, I pray, draw me closer. Listen, you will never ever get closer unto the Lord until you feel that need down deep inside of your heart. You must feel that upward draw. You must see your condition in your life to realize you need a closer walk with God. Lord, I tell you, I ain't satisfied. The only way I'll be satisfied is what I wake with his likeness. Come on, that's the reason the Apostle Paul said it. He said, forgetting those things that are behind me. Listen, there's a lot of things that we got to forget in life. The blessing you had last year and the blessing you got yesterday, it's not enough to keep you today. We need a fresh touch every morning that we wake up and open our eyes. I need the Lord's touch again. I need to feel his Spirit again. I need an upward draw in my heart again. Paul said, I know how it is to abound with blessing. He said, I know how it is to be at rock bottom. He said, but I know this one thing, that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him until the day that he calls me home. He said, there's a lot of things that I gotta forget in my past. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's a press, children. Ain't no time to get idle, and no time to let up, and no time to lose your desire, and let the fire go out. Pull me, Lord, I pray, and create in me a hunger and a thirst, Lord, for the living water. Can you say, pour it out, oh Lord, on my soul. I want to be happy in Jesus, and I want the well to overflow. Hallelujah to God. God.
Right.
Woo! A lot of people have lost their desire. They don't pray like they used to pray. They've lost interest in coming to the house of God and the house of worship. Where are the seekers? It's time to seek the Lord. Hallelujah. It's time to plow up of that fallow ground. Hallelujah. And seek the Lord until he comes and rain righteousness upon us. Come on, say, Lord, don't let me get calloused and cold. Lord, hallelujah. Don't let me get idle, God.
Amen.
I don't want to get idle, but I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
Oh, bless him.
Hey, Lord. Hey, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
I've been tore up on this.
Come on.
Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after. Five-letter word, after. I'm after something.
Yep. Come on.
Ever since the Lord saved me, I've been after something.
Come on. Amen.
I can't hardly wait to see Jesus. Somebody still got the vision. Brother Jason, I remember that night that I got gloriously saved. I fell on my knees. I said, God, I don't even know how to pray. I said, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. And I've been telling you, I'll never forget that night. It seemed like when I was there, I could see Jesus on the right hand of the Father. And I could see a big smile on his face. Lord, never let me forget my experience. Don't never let me, Lord, drift away from the touch that you've given me and the blessings, Lord. I ain't going to be satisfied, my Lord, until I'm with him on that day. I've never lost the vision. When you're in the hand of the Lord, breathe upon me, Lord, breathe. Kindle the flame, Lord, in my heart.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
I'm after something.
Yes.
It ain't going to be long. Ready or not, he's coming.
That's right.
As the lightning shineth out of the east, even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. He's coming in a blaze of glory. He's coming with the sound of the trumpet. The dead that are in their graves, the righteous is going to hear him, and they're going to bust out of the graves. We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them that are asleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, to be caught up with the Lord in the clouds, to forever be with the Lord. My heart's desire is to go home. Hallelujah, this world ain't my home anymore. Can you say all that's around me, Brother Tommy? I see the troubles. I see the turmoil. I see all the afflictions. I see the sin. And I just don't feel at home anymore. Thank you, Lord. I'm not at home in this world. I'm only a passing through. I'm a ranger on a hand. I don't want to be content with this old world. I tell you, Sister Shirley, the world is going down, but the saints of God are getting ready to leave. We're getting ready to leave out of here any minute, any hour, at the cock crowing, in the morning, in the evening, at midnight. Behold, the bridegroom is coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Ready or not, he's a-coming. Have you still got the fire burning?
Thank you.
Have you still got the vision? Do you still have that longing?
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord. Amen.
Come on.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Oh, yes.
God, have your way
today. Try to help us here today.
Glory be unto
God. Matthew 6:6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. In the Greek, it's really reading, when you go to pray, enter in into your personal, private, secret place.
Yeah.
And when thou hast shut thy door,
shut the door.
Whew, Jesus is saying there's going to be a lot of things in your life, a lot of cares, a lot of this world around you. You're going to have to shut the world out and say, Lord, I need you more than anything in my life. And when thou hast thy door, he said, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret, he shall reward thee openly. Jesus is saying there must be a longing in your soul to close the world out and to be alone with God and to pour all of your heart out to him. It's a deep desire down deep inside of you to reach for the presence of God. And you really want to know him. You really want him. You really want his presence to fill you. You want something from the heavenly world. You want his spirit. Raise your hand and praise him in the house. I need him and I want him with all of my heart. I close the door, children. There's a lot of things we got to forget. Yesterday's gone, and we need to get along with God and close the world out and say, it's me and you, Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Come on.
Have your way, Lord.
You see me? You know you've got to take time to be holy.
Take time.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
You've got to take time to be holy. There is something about seeking God. The more you pray and seek him, the more you want to pray and seek him.
That's right. That's right.
Come on now.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on. The more that you close that old world out, all this entertainment, come on now. And the more that you draw nigh to God, James says, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you.
Amen.
Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded, and be afflicted and mourn. Let your joy be turned to heaviness. Hallelujah. Your laughter to mourning. Hallelujah. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Listen, it's in the secret place of your prayer that you say, Lord, examine me and try my heart and my reins within my soul and see if there's any wicked thing in me and cleanse me, Lord. I'm telling you, it's in your prayer life that the Lord will reveal things in your life. The Lord will come down and he'll say, you really, really want me? And you'll say, yes, Lord, I want a closer walk. I want to be filled with the Spirit. And the Lord will lay his finger on your life and he will reveal things to you. Hallelujah. It's in the midst of your prayer chamber that the Lord deals with your heart to lay things aside and to draw nigh unto him and to cast off the weights around you on a head. It's in the secret place that we're sanctified. Come on, Lord, set me apart and take the world out of me, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you what, I know how it is to be raised in a formal church. I know how it is to be raised in a dead church. People had the love of God. But I've been telling you, we're a blessed people. But I know and experience the divine outpouring of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. I'm telling you, there is a deeper experience. I'm glad for salvation. I'm glad for sanctification. And I'm glad for the outpouring of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on, the more you pray, the more the Lord will deal with you. Hallelujah. The more you pour your heart out, you'll say, Jesus, show me how to get closer. Hallelujah. The Lord, just let me know. I've got to have you more than anything, Lord. I don't want just a little taste. No, sir, I want it. I pour it out upon me. Hallelujah. Blessed are they of which do hunger and thirst. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. How can I tell you, it's joy unspeakable and it's full of glory.
Very much.
That's
right.
Amen.
Joy unspeakable.
The more you pray,
more God will deal with you.
Yes.
And the more control of you the Spirit will have.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The more you pray and you hunger after God, you reach after Him, He can show you things. You will feel His touch more in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You'll feel that power increasing.
Amen.
That joy increasing. There'll be strength. The more you pray, you'll get stronger in your faith.
Oh, yeah.
Stronger in your desire. More you pray, the brighter heaven looks and closer to you. The more real Jesus is to you, and closer is God to you, the more that you pray. Come on, say, Lord, sanctify me, God, I pray. Draw me, Lord, closer unto you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I got four pages. Lord, have mercy. I've only got two.
Come on.
Jesus is a saying, Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, I mean, that's what seek means.
Yes. Yes.
And you shall find.
Shall find.
Knock. And it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. In the original Greek language of the New Testament, it reads this way. Keep on asking, and it'll be given you.
Yes.
Keep on seeking, and you will find.
Yes.
And keep on knocking, and the door will be opened. How hungry are you?
Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Come on.
Thank you.
We get little touches here and there.
Come on.
We'll hear Brother Jason, I'm outstanding preaching. I love you, buddy.
Praise God.
We got a true shepherd in this church.
Amen.
Can everybody just raise your hand right now? Thank God for the pastor and the preacher and the word of God. Thank you, Lord, for feeding my soul. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that's got a vision, Lord, that's got a burden. Thank you, Lord, to feed the sheep.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you.
Thank you.
He that keeps on the seeking will find. Don't give up. Don't quit. He that keeps right on a knocking at heaven's door, it's going to open. It will open. Hallelujah to God.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Your way will open.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And your way, Lord.
Psalm 63:1-2. And verse 8, 63:1-8. Tell us, Psalmist David, what was your desire more than anything else in this world? Can you tell the psalmist? The Bible said that God sought a man after his own heart to be king over his people. And the Lord said in Acts 13:22, I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, which shall fulfill all of my will. Here is one of the psalmist David's prayers in 63. Listen. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry, thirsty land.
Yes.
Where no water is, to see thy power.
Yes.
And thy glory.
Hallelujah.
As I have seen thee in the sanctuary. My soul followeth hard after thee
after. Look at the word after. My soul followeth hard after thee. How many knows this whole world is spiritually a dry place without God? It's a barren land outside of those doors. Brother Jason, millions, Brother George, are dying of thirst. Their souls are empty. They're searching for something to satisfy them. And David said, my soul thirsteth after thee, O God. Hallelujah. Can you say, I'm thirsty and I'm hungry. Even my flesh longs for your touch. We're living in a time, a barren time. It's like a desert outside of those doors. I don't know about you, but I feel the living water. Hallelujah. In our church, it flows from the pulpit and it flows through the congregation. It flows from the piano. It flows from the strings and the songs of the praises. You don't know how blessed you are to have a house of the Lord that you can come to and to hear the word of the Lord and to hear the songs of Zion and the praises of the Lord and the worship of God. Hallelujah. The hill of the Holy Ghost a sweep over the congregation. I raise your other hand and give him a wave offering. Hey, I ain't satisfied, Lord, and I'm going to keep on knocking and keep on praying and keep on seeking.
Glory to God. Keep on knocking.
God,
anyway. Pray. Blessed be God.
I started to bring in a homemade quilt Mommy made me for an illustration. I wished I'd have done it now. I was going to bring that Bible, my very first Bible that I bought when I got saved. I couldn't hardly wait to go get my own Bible. I was a newborn Christian, newborn, born again, saved, washed in the blood. My heart was new. Woo! I felt something never felt before in my life. The joy of the Lord, it came inside of my heart, and I knew that I was saved. I knew that I was different. I wore the same shoes, but I tell you, the feet that went in, Holly chose a different path. I'm telling you, nobody, not even the devil, could not tell me that I wasn't saved. I knew I was there when it happened, when I was changed and transformed. And that day, that hour, Brother George has never left me. Oh, can you say, I thank you, Jesus. This saying is real.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
I took off, I got in that 1974 Plymouth Duster, and I made a trip as fast as I could do. Go over there in Chesapeake, Ohio. Went into Guiding Light. Hallelujah, a religious bookstore. I went over there and I said, I want a Bible. And they said, what kind? I said, I want the old King James Version. Have you got any in here? And I remember that woman. As far as I know, I think she's still living. She said, right over here, we got different colors of them. And I looked at that one. It was just perfect. It was probably about that tall, about that wide, and about that thick. From Genesis to Revelation, I said, I'll take this one right here. I'm telling you, a newborn Christian, I couldn't hardly wait to get home and get in the Bible and to read it and say, Lord, I want a closer walk with you. You're real. You're the one that wrote this Bible. It's inspired by the Holy Ghost. I'm going to raise you another hand. I'm telling you, the power of God is still real and the word of the Lord is still alive.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Well, praise the Lord.
It's still real. It'll still save you. It'll still lift you up. The glory to God. It'll turn you around.
Bless him, Lord. Come on, bro. Glory to God.
Give me another hour.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I like it. This thing gets
thank
on you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got home. I took Mommy and said, honey, can you take
thank
me
you, Lord.
Town? I said, yes, buddy. I got in that car. Take her to town over on 3rd Avenue, 4th Avenue, one of them. At H.L. Green there in Murphy's. Have old stores. Mom going there and she looked for some clothes and curtains and whatever. I was out there at that Bible. I didn't know a bunch of scriptures. And I'd stop people going by and I said, I got saved Sunday night. My son just looked at me and said, what? I said, I got saved Sunday night. And I had my Bible there and they looked at that Bible. If they'd asked me where John 3:16 was, honestly, I don't think I could have told them.
Come on,
man. But Lord have mercy.
Oh, come on, brother.
Let me tell you about Jesus. I got my own Bible. It's a road map to heaven. I got saved Sunday night. And the author of this book came inside of my heart and he took up residence in my very soul. I'm telling you, I am a Christian. Hallelujah to God. Praise him, church.
Glory!
Thank
you. Thank
God I'm a
preacher.
Come on, brother.
His joy unspeakable.
That's right.
And full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the half has never yet been told. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. It's joy unspeakable. Full of glory. The half has never yet been told. I'm changed by the blood of the Lamb. Have you had an experience? Come on, have you had the touch? Do you really know him? In the pardon and remission of your sins? Do you know that your name is recorded in heaven? Do you know heaven will be your home? Do you realize Jesus is a coming? How many wants the oil to be in your lamp? How many wants it trimmed and burning bright? Hey, Lord, hallelujah. I don't want my fire to go out now.
Sure, right. Come on, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I'm after something.
Come on, brother. Bless you, Lord.
I'm after.
Come on. Yes.
Brother George and I was talking on the phone the other night. And where's the seekers? Where's the seekers? I told Mary yesterday when I was studying this, I said, when I got saved, I could not go to church enough. If I heard there was a revival up here on Route 10, way out here in the hill somewhere, I'd be right up there asking, where's the direction to that church? I'd go.
Come on, son.
Seeing the one that won me to the Lord, him and his mom and dad and sister, they sung in a quartet. And I'd find out where they was a singing. I couldn't hardly wait, man. To go and hear the singing.
Blessing, yeah. Lord. Come on, brother.
Take my Bible in there and sit there and they get up there to sing and the tears just roll, just stream down my face. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing any better. Nothing any sweeter. I told Mary, I said, I'd make my way. I would stay in church. I was so hungry. Oh, how hungry was you, Brother Tommy? The Lord told me to tell you all this. I don't know if everybody here has heard this or not. I took that Bible. I'd lay it down in the middle of that old quilt. Mommy made a homemade quilt. And I'd get that flashlight about this size, about that long up there, 2 or 3 D-size batteries in it. Hungry for the Lord. One more, Lord, one more. I ain't just satisfied, God, being on the sidelines and just feeling a little bit. No, a little bit ain't going to get it, Lord. I want the fullness of it, God. I want it to pour out. I don't want a little trickle or a little drop, Lord. I want the river. Come on, tell the Lord. I want the river, Lord. I want the well to overflow. I want the fountain to overflow. Thank you, Lord. I would wrap my Bible up, hallelujah, with that flashlight. I'd go up the driveway, cross over the ditch line, climb up the bank like this, and set it all over there.
fire, stretch it through the barbed wire, drop it on the ground in the leaves, pull up that barbed wire like this. I wonder I didn't get caught and cut all the pieces. I went through there like that, pulled this leg up, let that thing go, picked that quilt up, and I'd head to the top of the hill, and I'd stretch that old quilt out, and I'd get right in the middle of it on my knees, and I would say, Jesus, Jesus, I feel like I'm in the upper room, Lord, waiting on you and waiting on the Spirit. Would you pour that out upon me, God, I pray. And I would stay right there and read my Bible until it got dark. And Brother Adam, I would turn the light on that flashlight, and I would begin to shine the natural light down into the spiritual light. Can I tell you here today, hey, that word is a lamp unto our feet, and it's a light unto our path. The entrance of his words giveth light. Raise your little hand. There's light in this thing.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
And I pray.
Glory
and pray and pray.
Praise God. Praise.
Where's the secrets?
Where's the secrets?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Where's those seeking to be sanctified?
That's right. Come on.
I don't think you can bypass sanctification.
No, you can't do it. No way, brother. Come on. Tommy.
Lord dealt with me. How long did it take you, Brother Tommy? What, coming out of a dead formal church that knew nothing about what we're seeing and hearing here and experiencing? It took me 40 years. Shame on me.
Bless you,
I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it. The Lord had mercy. It felt so good. I know it was real.
Praise God. Come on.
I knew this thing was real.
Come on.
I didn't know how, when, or where, but I knew if I kept right on after it, right on a seeking and asking and a knocking, I knew that the Lord would give it to me too.
Yeah.
The Lord. And I'm not telling you, I'd shine that light down in the puddle. Oh, Lord. And the Lord began to deal with me, telling me things to give up. Hallelujah. Go home. I want you to get rid of this. I want you to get rid of that. Lay this aside and quit doing that. I'm telling you, I got saved in 1974. Hallelujah. And in 1978, standing like this in the local 40 Union Hall. Hey, Lord, with this hand down and this one raised up and my eyes closed and they was a singing. Hallelujah. And praise in God, and something came over me like warm oil, and it flowed all the way down. It flowed in my soul, it flowed in my heart. The Holy Ghost came down. I'm telling you, I fell backward. Honest, Brother Jason, it felt like it took me 5 minutes. Hallelujah, to hit the floor. And when I hit the floor, it was like landing on a sealy posturpedic, a mattress, glory to God. And when I came to field, hallelujah, with a sweet, a Holy Ghost, and speaking in tongues, and it's real. A salvation is real, and sanctification will draw you to God.
That's right. Glory to God.
Hey, 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 hey.
Bless you,
Hallelujah.
Come on, brother.
Praise the Lord.
How desperate were you, Brother Tommy? I knew what it was like to have one foot in hell and the other one to slip it in. I felt the very flames of hell licking up around me when the devil tried to get me to take my life. I said, you, nobody loves you and nobody cares about you and they don't want you around. I just about ended it all. But the Lord had a calling. I said, the Lord had a purpose. You're here for a purpose today. You're here for a reason. And the Lord wants to baptize you. He wants to feel you. He wants to thrill you. Give him a wave offering in the house. This thing is real.
Thank you. Woo!
It's real. It's in the Bible. It's been recorded. And the disciples had it. And they got it in an upper room. It's real. And this Holy Ghost and the fire of God. It is real.
In the name of the Lord.
Blessed
be God. Hallelujah.
How bad do you want it?
Thank you, Lord.
I want everything God's got for me.
Yeah.
Whew. Come on, brother.
How bad do you want it?
Glory be to God.
I want everything.
I want everything God's got for me. I'm after it, I'm after it, I'm after it.
Yes, I am.
Listen, I worked at the plant.
Oh,
I might shut this fountain off.
God have you.
I worked at the plant. 12 midnight to 8 in the morning.
Come on.
Bless him.
I'd come out of churches, singings, revival, knit pants, nice red shirt, 1974 Plymouth Duster. I did not quit. I did not give up seeking God.
Come on.
There was just something to let me know. Says, I hear you, son, I hear you. Oh, keep right on. Keep right on the seeking me. Where's the seekers? Where's the seekers?
Glory.
Hallelujah. I would leave out of church, listen, and get to the nickel plant, parking lot, special metals up here at the West Gate. Go as far as I could out in the back so nobody would see me. I turned back my car back in a spot. Gravels everywhere. But there was great big old lights that lit up all of that big old parking lot.
Yeah.
Put that thing in reverse, back or back like this. Caught under one of those lights, pretty close to it. Oh, Lord, I said, God, I'm hungry. It ain't the natural food and the natural bread that I'm after, Lord, but I'm so hungry. And I know that you've got it for me. How hungry were you, Tommy? I was going to do anything if I had to climb a sycamore tree. I will climb a sycamore tree like old Zacchaeus. Come on, if I have to tear a roof off, oh Lord, I'll tear a roof off just to get to you. What are you going to do, Tommy, if I have to swim a river? I'll swim a river. Lord, I feel him. How many's determined? How many's got a desire in your heart? How hungry are you, Tommy? I'll tell you how hungry I am. I said, Jesus, I'm going to show you and I'm going to prove to you, buddy. I want more of you.
Praise be to God.
Come I scooted the bench, that bench on that thing back as far as it go, like here right there. Here's the steering wheel. Crawl underneath that steering wheel. I want to show Jesus. You think this is silly?
Come on, brother.
No, it ain't.
No, it ain't.
Bless him. This thing's real. What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to do?
Come on.
To get back to God?
Come on, brother.
What are you willing to do to get filled full of God?
God bless him, Lord.
I crawled underneath that steering wheel, Brother Jason, and that transmission hump right there. I went over it.
Oh, we beat it off. Hallelujah.
I ain't trying to be funny.
Thank you, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Come on.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, brother. Oh, bless him, Lord. Oh, bless him, Lord.
Hey, hang on, hang on. Oh, church, praise him, praise him, praise him. Are you willing to be like Naaman? Lord, I'll go down 7 times. I'll be cleansed. I'll wade out in the muddy Jordan. I want to be healed.
Oh, amen. God. Blessed be the Lamb.
I stretched out over. Brother Kevin, this thing's real.
That's right, brother. It is. Come on.
You'll never, ever make me doubt it.
You're right.
It'll flow all over you. It'll bubble up and flow out of you.
Lord.
I went over top of that and I put my dress shirt and elbows right there in the passenger floorboard. And I said, Jesus, Lord, I want you to fill me with the Spirit of the living God. The sisters in Brownstown, a church of God's got it. I said, the pastor's got it. Hallelujah. They shout and they got the victory and the power of God and their hair, their long hair
fire. Hallelujah. They would shake the bobby pins out of it and kick their shoes off. And the tambourines are going. I tell you, when the service got a going, you could feel the Holy Ghost. It would feel the congregation. I'm telling you, it come all over you. It was like warm honey from the glory world. This thing is real. Where's the seekers? Where's those that are hungry and that are thirsty? I'll be filled. I'm after it. I'm going to tell the Lord I'm after it. I'm not content. I'm after it.
Glory be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Well, that garden, I got a picture on my phone. I think it's still on there. He died here recently. He's up in his 80s. He's a preacher. He's guard up there at plant. Well, they had that guardhouse there. He'd watch everybody coming in. And I did that time and time and time and time again. I'd get in there at 9 o'clock. And punch in at 10 to 12. Almost 3 hours praying. Listen to me. Almost 3 hours. I'd read a while, pray a while. I'd read a while, crawl on the floor a while.
Come on, brother. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Woo!
Bless him, Lord.
I feel something right here.
Come on.
I feel it right here.
Holy Ghost, have your way.
I did that time and time and time again.
Glory.
Guard had one of those big black flashlights on us.
It's about that long. I was down on the floorboard of that car praying. My face was wet with tears. He come out of there. He shined that light down. I could see the light in front of my face down that floorboard. He's going like this. I'm just reading his mind. What in the world's wrong with that guy? Here I am, you know. I'm down in the floor. What is wrong with him? We got a lunatic up here.
Come on, brother.
Honest, it took me about 60 seconds to crawl back out of there, get back up like that. Face was wet where I did pray and rolled the window down. He said, son, he said, or Saint, there's something wrong with you. He said, what happened? I said, I called him his name. I didn't know his name. Great day. I said, buddy, I said, I was coming in here and I've been doing this. He said, yeah. He said, I know. He said, I've seen you come in, your head disappears. He said, I thought I'd come check on you, see if you saw that. I said, I come early, and I said, I've been seeking the Lord, and I'm really hungry for Him. I said, I read my Bible for a while, and I said, then I get down on my knees. I don't feel like I really pray, sir, until I get down on my knees and pray. He just looks at me, his eyes roll back. He said, all right. He said, I was just checking on you.
Praise God.
Listen, I know the depths of sin.
Yeah.
And I also know the heights of the Spirit of God.
Hallelujah be to God.
And when God done that for me,
praise God,
He'll do it for you.
Amen. For you.
If you'll stay after it.
Right.
If you'll stay after it. Come on, how many really wants to be healed? I want to be filled, Lord. I want the experience. I want the reality. I want to taste it. I want to feel it.
Yes.
Stay after it.
Glory be unto God.
You can't quit now.
Can't
quit. Come on.
Brother
Jason's preaching his heart out. He loves us sheep. He's trying to call us into this altar. Come on. Call us for a closer walk. Children, I got three other pages, but I'm gonna quit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Thank you, mighty God.
My Jesus, you're real.
Yes, amen. Jesus.
Listen, I've never been the same since the Lord filled me with that sweet Holy Ghost.
Never been the same. Hallelujah. You're right, bro.
I told Mary, I told family, I told the church, I said, if I lose my dad, I know. Brother Chuck was very close to his dad. Before I'd lose my dad, I told everybody, I said, I'll die if the Lord takes him. I said, I know that I'll never pull out of it. That's how close we were. Brother Jess, you know what kind of daddy I had?
Yes.
The lovingest, biggest, sweetest, softest heart anybody could ever have. And I remember when they opened up at the funeral home up there, I dreaded going up there in Wayne, Morris Boone Funeral Home. And when I walked up to that casket, I cannot tell you, I was hurt to the core and so empty. But when I walked up to the head of that casket where my daddy was a-laying, I can't explain it. There was something that went far deeper than every bit of the hurt.
Yes.
It was the Holy Ghost, the Comforter.
Yeah.
Amen.
This is the reason you need Him.
That's the reason.
The fullness of Him. Don't quit. Don't you quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we raise our hands and worship Him, church. This morning. Let's thank Him. Thank God. Aren't you hungry for Him? Where are the secrets?
Hallelujah.
God, give us a hunger down in our heart to seek after Him. Lord, we pray. Church, let's raise our hands. Let's seek after Him right here. Amen. Maybe you feel like standing to your feet. Let's seek the Lord. Hallelujah. God, get us hungry, Lord. Give us a hungry heart for the things of God. Amen. God, get us hungry, Lord. Get us hungry. Put an unction, Lord, down in our hearts.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Amen.